Daryl, well, what's your thoughts on that one, mate?
Obviously really disappointed. We had a really poor start to the game. You're 12-0 down and it released the pressure a little bit on Wigan. I thought they started the game outstandingly well and we just didn't handle the physicality of it, which is really disappointing. And then obviously they picked us apart a little bit going 22-0, and it's a tough changing room at half time that needs to be turned round, and I thought we responded really well, but it was always going to be tough to reel them in. Obviously the phantom try that occurred there was that was a bit of a death knell really, because we were sort of inching our way back into the game. But overall, I haven't got any complaints. I thought they defended really well, and we put them under a fair bit of pressure in the second half, but we couldn't come up with enough points to put them under pressure.
Because you created chances, but just ultimately couldn't get the ball down over the line.
Yeah, well, their scramble was really good. I think we opened them up and created opportunities, and they either held us up over the line or got us in the touch. And yeah, we lacked a bit of patience, I thought. We didn't really put them under enough intense pressure. And if we did get a smart kick away, generally we gave a penalty away in and around it. So yeah, just really disappointing that, you know, 22-0, you're in a tough place there, and that's difficult to come back from. And I think the players there, we've just got to change some things in terms of our mentality. And we know we can play and we can put teams under pressure, but when it comes to playing against the better sides like these who'll put the foot down on you physically, then you've got to be able to deal with it. And at the moment, we just aren't able to do that on a consistent basis, and that's something we've got to get to grips with.
Yeah, I say as well, Della, we worked out, you created 9 quality opportunities there, and at quarter-finals time, mate, you've got to take them opportunities, haven't you?
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah. We always create opportunities. I think, you know, we lost last week against Hull and we scored 5-4, so there's clearly something that we need to fix up, and that's on the other side of the ledger. When we're defending, we're a little bit leaky, there's no doubt about that. You know, they came straight through the guts of us at times. They got our left edge early on. Obviously we'd had to restructure with Jake Webster dropping out in the warm-up, but yeah, I thought Greg Minikin was one of our better players, to be honest. I thought he really showed up well. He troubled them with the ball. He was a little bit unlucky with a pass to Denis Solomona there, but Yeah, we've just got to defend better. And there's a little bit there in terms of our mentality. You know, it's good being a footballing side, and you want to be able to do that, but when you haven't got the ball, you've got to be able to defend, and we aren't doing that well enough at the moment.
You lost Webster. Is that a problem? Well, obviously a problem today, but is he likely to be back next week, or what's the damage?
Well, I don't know. He pulled up yesterday in practice. We thought he'd be okay. A little bit of hamstring strain. Obviously, he got into the warm-up, and when he started stretching out a little bit, then he was no good. He would have been a real risk, and the last thing we want to do is having a player missing for an extended period of time. And you know, he's been a really good player for us this season, so obviously it's a little bit of a blow. But like I said, I thought Greg Minikin was one of our better players today in the left centre.
No Gadwin Springer, what's the problem there?
Yeah, Gadwin had some personal issues that he needed to look after. So yeah, we had to again adjust a little bit there. But like, we've got a good squad. We've got a real solid group of players, and there's some things between the ears that I think we need to change a little bit, and we need to be a tougher group. There's no question about that. And you know, there's a challenge there to us that we need to respond to, and Wigan laid the challenge down to us, and we responded, but it took us until half time to do that.
You have had a lot of injuries, you know. Any sign of Lynch? I see him now, he's got the boot off. Is any sign of him coming back any time in the near future?
He's obviously had a leg break, which is a long term injury. You know, we'll get into August and potentially you know, he may be maybe signs, but yeah, it's one of those that, you know, it was a 10-12 week injury. So, and obviously there's Shenton, there's Benny Roberts. I mean, if we're missing our better players, then the impact on us pretty strongly at times. But that's no excuse. I've got no excuses at all. We should have done better than we did today. I thought we showed in the second half that we could have challenged Wigan, but we and as Gary said, we created loads of opportunities. We didn't take them. They scrambled pretty well, I thought. And on the back of that, you've got to be absolutely spot on in every aspect of the game to win at Wigan, and we weren't good enough in enough areas today.
And just last one from us. You got to concentrate on the league now and do your best to get that gap closed on the top four.
Yeah, there's a refocus now. Obviously, next Friday's game now becomes pretty important. We've got Salford away. They'll be seeing it as a key game for them. Obviously, you know, it'll be a real good challenge for us. I think they're a good side. We've had some challenges over the last couple of weeks that they haven't got right, so they'll see this as a great opportunity to get back on track, and we've got to see it the same. We've got four games left now until the Super 8s come around, and hopefully we can really start to find some consistency, which has been something that we've really struggled with this season.